Please turn in your Bibles this morning to the book of Exodus. I'd like to read from Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12. I had an experience this past week that led to what we're going to be studying this morning. I was out at the Trembling Earth Recreation Complex office there, not just the regular part, but the office area. And I needed to go to the restroom. And I asked the man where the restroom was, and he told me to go down the hall. It was on the left, and I went down there, and I opened the door to the restroom, and it was very, very dark. And so I looked outside the door for a light switch. There was not a light switch anywhere outside. I kept feeling on the dark walls, and there was not a light switch anywhere on the walls. And I started to go back and try to find out how to turn the lights on, and I needed to go on in, so I decided I'd just swing the door open wide and try to get in there quickly. And as I rounded the corner in a hurry, the lights came on. And it was one of those automatic lights, but there wasn't a light. That they need to change the sensor, because you have to walk into the dark before the light comes on in that room. Now, I've been in a lot of other restrooms where when you open the door, the light comes on. But this one, you have to walk into the dark before you see the light. And as soon as that happened with me and the light came on, the Lord began to bless me to see some beautiful lessons in the importance of us walking into the darkness. And only when we walk into the darkness will we be able to see the light. It's by faith that we walk into the darkness. There is a major difference in walking in darkness and walking into the darkness. The Word of God repeatedly tells us that if we say that we have fellowship with God and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So when we talk about darkness, typically in the Word of God, we're talking about either darkness of sin, darkness of ignorance, darkness of a lot of different ways, darkness of sorrow, the dark clouds gather around sometimes. Sometimes we have to walk in to, everybody please remember, there's a difference in walking into the darkness and walking in darkness. Do not ever be found walking in darkness. Now, if you ever walk into the darkness and God is not with you, then you're going to be walking in darkness. Please remember that. We're going to be looking at what God's Word has to say. And sometime last night I was thinking about songs, and I want you to listen. This songwriter already understood what I'm going to try to preach this morning that I think God showed me. Listen to the words of this song. I gave my life for thee. Not going to read the whole song, but just listen to the second verse. My Father's house of light, this is Jesus speaking in this song. My Father's house of light, my glory circle throne, I left for earthly night, for wandering sad and lone. You see, Jesus left light to walk into the darkness, but He never walked in darkness. Listen carefully now to the reading of God's Word. It's amazing when God shows you a truth. It's amazing as you go through the Word of God, it's everywhere. It's kind of like when I started understanding the kingdom of heaven, I saw the kingdom of heaven on every page in the Bible. And almost every truth that God shows me, all of a sudden I find, well, it's everywhere. Why didn't I see this before? Exodus chapter 12, you remember the children of Israel were in Egyptian bondage. And while they were in Egyptian bondage, you remember how God told Moses to go to Pharaoh and say, let my people go that they may serve me. Pharaoh repeatedly refused to let the people of God go. And so they were still slaves in Egypt. And one plague after another came. And then finally in Exodus chapter 12, verse 29, as the death angel was going to go through Egypt. Now, did that death angel go during the daytime, or did the death angel go at night? The Word of God tells us that the death angel came at night. Look in your Bible now at Exodus chapter 12, beginning in verse 29. The Word of God says, and it came to pass that at midnight, The Lord smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants. Now they did not wait until the morning. They didn't get up in the next morning and find everybody dead. He rose up in the night. He and all of his servants and all the Egyptians. There was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses, that is, Pharaoh called for Moses. He's finally going to let him go now. He called for Moses and Aaron by night. Now watch, it's still nighttime when he called for Aaron and Moses. Did not take care of his dead son. He did not take care of anything else. While it was still night, he called for Moses and Aaron to come. And said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go and serve the Lord, as ye have said. Now, they got up and they went in the night. They went into the night. I want you to know the children of Israel, they left their homes and they walked into the darkness. They walked into the night. But I want you to know they were not walking in darkness. They were leaving a land of darkness. And they were walking into darkness. But God was with them while they were walking into the darkness. Further down in that chapter in Exodus 12, verse 42, the scripture says in Exodus 12, 42, it is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. That is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their congregation. That night was to be observed. Remember that. It was the night time that all the Egyptians died. It was at night that the children of Israel left Egypt. It was at night that the children of Israel began to go in the wilderness. But now the children of Israel, as they were going into the wilderness, as they were walking into the darkness, as they were walking into the night, God was with them. Now watch this carefully. Look at the very next chapter. In Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 and 22, the Word of God says in Exodus 13, verse 21, and the Lord went before them. You follow now? They're in the middle of the night, and the Lord was going before them as they walked into the night. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. God was with the children of Israel when they were walking into the darkness that night. He led them. They did not have a lot of lamps, didn't have flashlights, didn't have candles. God led them by a pillar of fire. You see, when the people of God, just like when I finally got the courage and the necessity to rush into that restroom, the light came on. It takes faith when God tells you to go out like he told the children of Israel, leave Egypt, go out into the wilderness. It took faith for the children of Israel to walk into that darkness. But when they walked into that darkness of the wilderness, it was then God began to shine that pillar of fire to lead them by night. And you and I, as the people of God, are called on by God. Many times we're called on to walk into the night, walk into the darkness. Go out into the darkness, and I will be with you whithersoever thou goest. Turn to Exodus chapter 20. Notice again in Exodus chapter 20, and then we'll go to the New Testament, begin to look at what the Word of God teaches us on this subject. Exodus chapter 20, look at verse 21. This is after the children of Israel have already started into the wilderness, and they came to Mount Sinai, and God told Moses to go up on the mountain. There was great darkness everywhere during that time, and I want you to listen to the Word of God. In Exodus chapter 20 and verse 21, the Word of God says, and the people, this is why Moses is going to go up on the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, oh, by the way, the first part of this chapter is the giving of the Ten Commandments. And then verse 21 says, and the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. Do you notice the wording there? That Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. Now, brethren, You're going to find God more when you have to walk into the darkness. You're going to see the glory of God. You're going to see the light of God. You're going to see the power of God more when you have to walk into the darkness than you are when you have the light. It is difficult for us as humans to appreciate light until we have to experience darkness. It's difficult for us to appreciate the sunshine. How many of you, when the sun began to shine after we've had several days of rain, how many of you were thankful to see the sunshine? Well, now, if the sun shines every day this week, by Thursday or Friday, you probably will stop being as thankful as you ought to be for the sun shining. And if the sun shines for a long time, if the sun shines for the next 4 or 5 weeks, did you know we're going to be joining together in special prayer for rain? We need the rain. We need the sunshine. We need both. God sends the rain and God sends the sunshine. And in our lives, we need some times of light where God is just blessing us and relieving us of any darkness. But after a while, God's going to say, it's time for some more darkness in your life because you're not looking to me. You're looking too much at the natural lights that are all around you. You're looking at too much at the natural things of this world. And therefore, it's necessary now for you to have to walk into darkness so you'll be reminded of me, the light of the world. God is still the light of the world. God was the light. God was the light for the children of Israel when they walked into the darkness of the wilderness. It was that pillar of fire. And I want you to notice the wording. Exodus 13, verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire. God was in that fire that led them by night. God was in that pillar of a cloud that led them by day. Please remember this now. Don't you ever walk into darkness unless God has sent you there. Don't you walk into the things of the world where darkness is. You better not walk out there in that darkness unless God is with you in that darkness. Otherwise, you're going to be walking in darkness without any light. That often happens to the people of God. They walk in darkness thinking God is going to be with them, and God is not with them, and they find themselves out there in the wilderness, in the darkness, with no light at all. Now go to the New Testament. If you will, turn in your Bibles to, well, let's stop in Isaiah. I want you to listen to this prophecy in Isaiah chapter 60. Listen to this prophecy in Isaiah chapter 60 about the coming of Christ, the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the light of the world. Now, was there already a light to the people of God before Jesus Christ? Was there already a light for them in the Old Testament? Absolutely. Was there a light for Job in the midst of all of his darkness that he was going through? Yes, there was a light for Job. As he had to walk into that darkness, God was with him. In Isaiah chapter 60 now, listen to verses 19 and 20 as this 60. I encourage you to read Isaiah chapter 60 through 65, and you'll see a clear description of the coming of the kingdom of heaven and the coming of the city of light and the coming of the Messiah and the establishment of the church. You'll find that in Isaiah chapter 60 through 65. He begins talking about this in Isaiah 60 verse 19. The Son, listen carefully now, as he's prophesying the coming of Christ and the coming of the kingdom of heaven. Oh, by the way, that kingdom of heaven in Revelation chapters 21 and 22 is called what? It's called the city of what? It's called the city of light. Now, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Remember that. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And if that light is shining in you, even though you have to walk into darkness, you'll have the light of God even in the middle of the darkness. In Isaiah 60, verse 19, the word of God says, the sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. But the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. What's he saying? Is he saying the sun isn't going to shine? No, he's not saying the sun isn't going to shine. Not saying the moon isn't going to shine. He's saying that you're not going to depend on the natural sun and the natural moon. You're going to have a better light when the kingdom of God comes. When Christ comes and begins to lead us, we have a light better than the sun and the moon and the stars. Verse 20 says, thy sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Brethren, if you can feel the light of God in your heart, even when you have to walk into the darkness, when you have to walk into the night, you will not be afraid because you'll feel God's presence with you. Now go with me to John chapter 8, New Testament. Listen to what Jesus says in John chapter 8 and verse 12. The scripture says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. Now, brethren, if you don't see Jesus as your light, if he's not guiding you, if he's not directing you, if you're not looking to him every morning, you're walking every day, you're walking into darkness without the light being with you, and therefore you're walking in darkness. And you're going to stumble and you're going to fall and you're going to make all kinds of mistakes if you're not looking to the light, if you're not looking to Jesus. If you're not following him, if you're not following that light, you're going to get lost and you're going to fall down. Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Do you hear that? Are you going to have to walk into darkness still? Are you still going to have to walk into darkness? But you will not walk in darkness. Why? Because even when you have to walk into darkness, Christ is with you, and therefore you're not walking in darkness. You're walking into darkness. What happened to me when I finally got the courage to round that corner and run on into that restroom? What finally happened then? The light came on. You know what we have to do as children of God? Walk by faith. Trust the Lord. Walk forward and God will be with you. Those children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, they were walking into the night. And yet when they walked into the night, there was God with them in the pillar of fire. In John chapter 8, we have a great promise from Jesus after he says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. You have, if you're following Jesus, you have the light of life. And that light of life is Jesus himself. Am I saying you're not going to? Listen, one of the most horrible doctrines in the world today is one of the biggest lies Satan has for God's people today is, if you'll follow Jesus, you won't have sickness. You'll be wealthy. All will be fine. You're always going to have a great job and you won't have any trouble. I'll tell you, that's a lie from the devil. Here's what Jesus did. My Father's house of light, my glory circle throne, I left for earthly night, for wandering sad and lone. And yet, his Father was with him, the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning, was with Jesus. The Father was with Jesus, and the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost will be with you if you follow Jesus. And you will then have the light of life. And no matter what happens in your life, no matter how dark things get, does not matter how dark the clouds are. Doesn't matter if the sun doesn't shine. Doesn't matter if the moon doesn't shine. Doesn't matter if the government collapses. It doesn't matter if we're put in concentration camps. It doesn't matter if we're put in prison. I'll tell you, brethren, the Apostle Paul and all of the apostles, they suffered greatly and they walked into that darkness, but Jesus was with them every step of the way. They had the light of life in them. Do you see that? Had the light of life in them. Brethren, any day that you're not following Jesus, you're walking in darkness. You're not obeying God. You're walking in darkness. You might say, well, I've got to go to work. Yes, but if you're going to work without Jesus, without following Jesus, you're walking in darkness. You can do things that are otherwise right and good, but you're walking in darkness if you're not following Jesus. Is it a good thing to work? Sure, it's a good thing to work. Should a man work? Absolutely ought to work. But I tell you what, if you're not following Jesus' word, you're not following Jesus' way when you work, you're walking in darkness. And you do not have the light of life. Now, the devil has lights that will make you feel like you've got the light of life when you're walking in darkness. He'll lead you right off a cliff with that little light he has. He'll lead you right down a path of destruction, and he will destroy your life. If you're not following Jesus and his word, you do not have the light of life. There are a lot of other lights out there, a lot of other light, but there's no light that will lead you to joy and peace and happiness except the light of life, and that is Jesus. And you'll have the light of life if you follow Jesus. Go with me back to Matthew chapter 10 very quickly in your Bibles. Look at Matthew chapter 10. Jesus has just here in Matthew 10 chosen his 12 apostles, told them where to go, and he told them where not to go in Matthew chapter 10. And then as Jesus sent his disciples out to preach the word of God, I want you to know that Jesus was sending his apostles into the darkness. Now, I want you to follow this. Do you think they had to walk by faith as they went out there to preach the word of God? Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Jesus, as he sends out his apostles, he says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves." Do you think that's darkness? Yes, it's darkness. They were walking as sheep into the midst of a bunch of wolves. And Jesus is the one who sent them into that darkness. But Jesus was with them. Therefore, they were not in darkness because they had the light of life. As they were obeying Christ and walking into the darkness, they were going, "I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils and they will scourge you in their synagogues." Did they do that to these apostles? Did they scourge them? Did they beat them? Well, then they had darkness, didn't they? Well, yes and no. You see, they had some times that were pretty dark, but in the midst of all that darkness, Christ was shining brightly. I'll tell you, when Stephen was being stoned to death, it probably looked pretty dark that day, but he saw the Son of God standing at the right hand of the Father. The light of God shined. He saw the heavens were opened, and the light of God shined down into Stephen's heart, mind, and soul. He walked right out. Did God send him out into the darkness when he told those people, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised and hardened ears"? Did he send him out into that darkness? God sent him out there. But God was with him, so he had the light of life even in the midst of all that darkness. It's kind of like Moses, who was in the thick darkness where God was. Do you hear that wording? In the thick darkness. Now, Stephen was in the thick darkness where God was. Stephen wasn't in darkness in the sense that he had no light, but he was surrounded by darkness. This entire 10th chapter of Matthew, I'm not going to take the time. I wanted to take this whole chapter and just go through verse by verse. Let me just kind of hit two or three high spots. Come down to verse 21. Verse 21. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death. I'm telling you, brethren, that happened back here in the days of the apostles, and it's going to happen in the United States of America. That brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Is that going to be a dark, dark, dark time in America when that begins to happen? It's going to be a dark time. Is God going to send you into the darkness during that time? He's already sent you into the darkness. If you're not walking into the darkness already in your life, if you're not walking into the darkness, if you're not challenging ungodliness, if you're not standing against the darkness, shame on you. God sent you, God called you to walk into the darkness. And are you going to be afraid when you begin to walk into the darkness? Yes, you're going to be afraid, but that's when you're going to see the light of God. Next time I go to the Trembling Earth Recreation Complex, I won't be afraid anymore. Do you not want to be afraid? I'll open that door and I'll walk around that corner and I won't have any fear because I know what's going to happen now. Do you follow me? And in the lives of God's children, when God sends them out into the world to stand against ungodliness, and they walk out and they face the ungodliness, and they stand against sin, and they stand up for what's right, and they hold forth the glorious light of the gospel, and Christ shines in them, they learn after a while, don't be afraid. God's going to be with us. God's going to help us. God's going to guide us, just like He led the children of Israel, just like He blessed His people in all ages of the world, that He called to walk into darkness. Now, does everybody, how many of you, if you think you understand the difference in walking into darkness and walking in darkness, hold up your hand if you understand the difference. Okay, the rest of you, please see me after church because we need to talk about 2 more hours. You need to understand the calling that you have to walk into darkness. I need to understand that. I need to also understand I better not walk in darkness. I better walk into the darkness. And if I'm walking into the darkness following Jesus, I'm going to have the light of life. Therefore, I won't be walking in darkness. I'll be walking in the light in the midst of darkness. There's no way to finish this morning. I encourage you to come back tonight because there's a lot more connected with this subject of walking into the light. God has shown me things on this subject that I've never seen before. God has explained scriptures to me that I've never really understood as clearly as I now understand them as a result of studying this subject. It all started with walking into darkness and the light coming on. May God help us to do what He's called us to do is my prayer for Christ's sake.